Hi Garima, good morning.
Hi, Soumya.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good too. Thank you so much for asking. So Garima, first of all, thank you for joining this conversation. So for training purposes, this conversation will be recorded. However, rest assured that confidentiality will be completely maintained. I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for your permission. So, Garima, what would you like to discuss today?
So what I've observed is over the years, so I'll give you a little bit of background. I've worked in HR for about a little more than 2 decades, and then I moved into my own set of work in consulting, in coaching, and also in facilitation. And I did a lot of work around these areas and also certified myself before entering this. But what I've observed, whether it is on the work site, and I'm a mother to a soon to be a teen boy. So what I've observed and what I've noticed is I always feel that I have my hands full. And while it is good, and it gives me a lot of sense of satisfaction, but sometimes I'm gasping for breath, you know. So I feel that I take sometimes too much on my plate, but if it is not there, then also I'm not very, sort of satisfied. So what I've been looking for is, maybe there is some reason that I've not been able to manage it. The load of work that I have on personal or professional side better. I'm lo looking to resolve it better for making day-to-day tasks, daily routine easier for myself. What I've been noticing when I sort of think about it myself, or I've spoken to a few mentors of myself of mine, is that maybe if I am able to prioritize effectively, do things, it'll help me. It'll help me manage both the personal and professional priorities. So that's probably something that I would like to discuss today.
Hey. So first of all, thank you, Garima, for confiding all of these details. And let me first start with acknowledging what an accomplished life you've had so far, more than 2 decades in HR, and you've actually added the entire consulting facilitation space to it, along with, as you mentioned, managing an almost teenage, child. So good going so far is what I would like to say.
Thank you so
You're
much.
welcome. So Garima, I hear I hear that you sometimes feel that your hands are full, and while you are getting that satisfaction sometimes in terms of your work and life, you feel that you're sometimes gasping for breath. Okay, so. And what else about satisfaction? Can you tell me more about that?
So, work, of course, the nature of work, quality of work, a good coaching session or a good session that I facilitate gives me a lot of satisfaction. So the impact that I create in lives of individuals or corporates really give me a lot gives me a lot of satisfaction. However, I think that if I'm able to, at this point in time, when my hands are full, it'll be good if I can prioritize things to make most effective use of my time. So whether it is looking at what sort of work I should take up, I of course don't want to say no to any kind of work, but choosing to sign up for the work that I'd like to do that I think can make a difference, not just financially but also just sheer quality of work, and also devote quality time to development of my son. So these are things that I think I can do better. I can add quality if I am able to effectively prioritize.
All right. Thanks for that, Garima. So, as I hear you saying that you want to prioritize your work more effectively, wherein you also emphasized on the quality of work that you pick up, I also hear that you feel this would help you, take better care of your family or of your son, for
That's
that matter. Yeah.
correct.
So, I sense you would like to make more effective use of your time. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. So, what are you wanting to discuss today, Garima?
Like I mentioned earlier, I think this ability to, prioritize the work during the day into yes, this is most critical and I should go for it, and choose between different tasks in my head, maybe may compartmentalize. This is number one priority, I should go a little back on that, and then allocating the time accordingly will help me make most effective use of my time. So I think exploring how can I do it better is something that will be a good topic for to explore today.
All right. Okay, great. Thanks for that, Garima. And you've mentioned prioritize, at least more than twice. So when you say prioritize, what does that mean for you?
See, right now what's happening is there are days when I am so fully loaded, like I said, I'm gasping for breath, that the other days I'm very tired and then I just leave it for some time. So if I'm able to sort of divide this load and know what is most important right now for the day or for the month or for the week, that'll help me probably, in my head, manage each of the tasks, the routine, the work and responsibilities better. So that's where it
Okay.
is.
Yeah. So, Garima, I hear again that you've mentioned gasping for breath. That's the feeling that you get sometimes,
Yeah.
right? So, how are you feeling about it now?
So right now, like current moment itself, I'll talk about. So there's exams of my son which are just going to start, and then there is assignment which is which has a delivery deadline, and also there are a couple of training sessions which are coming, and I need to prepare for them. So I feel there's always a lot of work in progress, and therefore, sometimes the kind of quality I would like to deliver in my head, I always feel I could have done better. So therefore, I think that if there is a way to plan and work on it better, again, I would, put number one, number two, number three during the month, pre-plan things better, then I think, it'll help me. But now I feel that everything is together and I have to, work on everything. So I'd, really like to ease it out so that everything is delivered in a better way, satisfies, gives me satisfaction, and also, it adds value to others.
Yep, I can imagine. So, in order to move towards a more positive outcome for you now, Garima, how would you rather be?
Yeah, so there are times that I think I bite more than I can chew.
Okay.
And one thing which comes in the way of my prioritization, being able to prioritize, might be that. And therefore, I would like to be in a position where I can, know or pick for myself that this is important and this needs to be done now, and this I should plan, say, 2 weeks ahead, and also communicate that to others. I think in a thing to help people and create in a desire to create impact, I am always taking more than I can do on a particular day, and I think there is somewhere I need to sort of become better.
Okay. So, Garima, it seems that you're looking or you're contemplating on pre-planning your priorities so that you're able to manage all your responsibilities. Am I right about that?
That's correct.
Okay, good. And when you say, planning, what does that mean for you?
Maybe being able to think a little ahead of time, having a little bit of foresight on my own schedule, and not overburdening myself, that yeah, I'll be able to do this as well as that and as well as that. Maybe pick up few most important things and run with them. It'll also mean that I'm yeah I think that's what it'll mean, that a little advance of how much I can pick up and how much I can deliver, having that kind of what do you call, there was in always you there is forecasting of thought of sort that you do, being in from FNCG, I remember that you used to forecast always, and there's a forecast on your own, no, I would not say ability, but ability to take up in a given period of time. So that kind of foresightedness, and also somewhere listing it down in your head in wherever way, and then probably allocating will probably help move a little ahead from where I am. So I mentioned overburdening, and sometimes it also feels that you have great expectations from yourself. So toning that bit a little down, maybe, and yeah.
Thank you, Garima. Garima, you seem to have already given it quite a lot of thought. And that's a good thing because you are already on the thinking mode or already on the way to think, how do you manage your priorities? So you mentioned, foresightedness. You mentioned forecasting ability to take up what's important for you, right? And all of this again comes back to the question of planning, pre-planning, as you mentioned. So what makes planning of your activities important for you now?
So, I think this will allow me a little more time and comfort, and which will help my work positively and help me become a better professional as well as a better mother, because when you're not able to do your tasks effectively on time, it puts an added pressure on you continuously. And in that pressure mode, if you're working or you're dealing with your son, it just reflects on your own demeanor. So that's why I think this will help me be better. as an individual as well as a profession.
Right. So I hear, Garima, that you want to be better. You want to, of course, take better care of your son also. And I also hear that you feel this reflects better on your demeanor once you achieve that prioritization. So what would be the future impact for you here?
Yeah. So at the end of the day, it is about deriving a great amount of satisfaction from the work that you deliver or the role that you play. And I think that sense of achievement is what becomes important for me, what makes it so important for me. And that's something that I see coming in if I'm able to do this, to sort of solve this bit of it.
All right, great. So, what's the purposefulness of this planning in your life, Garima?
I think very, very important. I'll tell you, Soumya, because you are it's like I'm working on multiple fronts
Correct.
within the so earlier when you were when I was in a corporate, then there was a set role, you know, it was written, this is your JD, these are your KPIs, and this is what you achieved till the end of the year. So you have everything clear. Now, while as much as I thought that I will enjoy the flexibility, it is even more diverse to think, and you have every day maybe a new set of KPIs for yourself that you set. And therefore, pre-planning becomes all the more important to be able to deliver effectively. So that's where, you know, I think it is important for me to grow my own sort of in my own profession.
Great. So, Garima, I hear growth in your profession. I also hear pre-planning to deliver effectively. So, what is becoming clearer to you now?
So as we've been just talking about, you know, one thing I was always, which I knew even during the beginning of our discussion, is that prioritizing becomes important for me, pre-planning becomes important for me.
Correct.
But what is becoming clearer is that, you know, it's in the next. I think it is one of the most important things which will take me ahead from here now.
All right.
So, you know, till now, probably, I mean, till last few years, there were leaders who I was working with. There were people who were guiding me to what is more important now and what will be more important tomorrow. But it is now on me to decide, and it puts me on on that spot to ensure that I do it now. That this is very, very critical for me to grow as a person. So that is one thing which is becoming clearer, that I'll have to take a quicker action around this and continue to do so. So pre-planning doesn't happen once in a you know blue moon. It has to be probably every day, every week, every month, and I have to move in that fashion. So I think that's there's no running away from it.
Correct. So so Garima, I hear the growth that you want to see for yourself. I also hear that as compared to the all the mentoring that you had earlier, now it's on you. So what needs to shift in your perspective to get this pre-planning right?
That's a good one, and that's something that I need to think about. I think two things. One is that this doesn't probably come naturally to me. I'm a more organically operating kind of person, and
All
always
right.
putting down to-do list is not my kind of thing. But I think this therefore needs to change. And other thing is that not saying yes always. So I think there is an ability, innate ability to say no, which I need to develop without
Okay.
feeling bad about it.
Okay.
So that, my plans do not get derailed too much. And if I've pre-planned something, I'm able to, sort of stick to it. Of course, keeping probably some bit of room for these ad hoc things that come up, because not always you'll be able to say no. But otherwise, overcoming this difficulty to say no, and which will help me later to deliver on time and with quality. So I think that's something to think about.
Okay. So, Garima, I sense I hear a lot of things again, as you said, right? So I sense that you're wondering how do you manage to inculcate the ability to say no while keeping your priorities and as per your plans. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So what needs your attention to get to this prioritization?
Yeah. First of all, knowing that currently where I am, what are the abilities that I have, what is that I can do? And do I have a plan in place now? And
All
if
right.
not, look at it in the time that I have. We all know practically you don't have infinite time. In the finite time I have, what will be the most effective utilization, and therefore plan accordingly. I think that's something that I need to pay attention to.
Okay. So what will enable you to get there at this stage?
I think toning down a little bit of expectations from myself, being okay to not being in the forefront of everything sometimes, sometimes even while I'm on my own, there are certain things that I can delegate. For example,
Okay.
if I know that I have something important coming in terms of my work deadline, then I delegate some part of working with my son on his studies to someone else, to maybe my spouse or a tutor or something. And similarly, on the work side, so if I know that I have something important coming up for my son, which I cannot let go of, then not committing during that time. So often that thinking needs to be done in advance.
All right. So, Garima, I hear that you would like to delegate more when it comes to your son and when it comes to certain things on the work front. I also hear that you're wanting to probably not be at the forefront of everything so that you have more time. So, what is becoming clearer now?
I think prioritizing between what I should take up, what I should delegate, or what I should take up later, that kind of prioritization is an important key for me to be moving ahead. So I talk about prioritization and making use of my time most effectively, is something which is becoming clear.
That's very well put, Garima. So, what are you discovering, with this shift now?
What I'm discovering is that this need to be always on the driving seat can sometimes be put to rest and look at where do I need to be on the driving seat. Prioritize that up above the other responsibilities, which will be okay to, sort of give out to others also. But
Okay.
be on the driving seat for certain things which are most important, and decide for now, and leave a little bit of for now moment also to know this is most important right now. So let's look at that. Let's look at these things later, and let's look at giving out these things to someone else. Because this is a finite time that I can do my work in. So let me look at that.
I think that's a very nice way of, solutioning Garima, deciding when to be on the driving seat, right? So, what actions would now be useful for you to take?
So, actions, like, I'll have to, of course, know, while I in my head I know that these are my people who I can still, sort of reach out to. But developing more confidence and more trust in being able to do so, having a circle that helps me. Still looking at someone who's been there as a mentor to reach out, because this is a big shift that has happened about a few years back for me. And I think having a mentor in that direction who's done this before might help. And thirdly is basically I follow the same path. There's no one else who's sort of doing my goal setting, but I can do it. And we used to always say smart goals and realistic is an important part of it. So look at being more realistic. Those are some actions that I think that can help.
So I hear smart goals. I hear looking at being more realistic. So what resources do you think you need to take them?
One thing I really think will help me is having a mentor or someone who is that I mentioned that, and I repeat that because that's an important resource or partner that I would require for me to grow from here. Someone who's been there and done that, and that's someone that I will look at.
Hey. Yes. As you mentioned, yes, a couple of times having a mentor
Yes.
would be a good help for you. Anybody else or who else can help you?
I think it's besides that myself, and because it's more internal than a concern, and people, like I said, you have to develop a system or a circle who can help you when you have to sort of give out or delegate certain things. So that circle. But mostly I would right now want to have a mentor who I can be accountable to, in my head at least.
All right. So, Grima, how can I help you in this journey?
So I think it's been a good conversation in unfolding, because I started with something and then I realized what can I do better, and what's something which is missing. Maybe a quarterly check-in on how I've been doing, and is something that we can, get into some as a coach.
That's a fantastic idea, Garima. So, how do you want to be accountable for your actions that you've decided?
I think first of all, start with if I've put a plan in place now, going back to see where I am, and have I gone way off the plan? Have I taken too many ad hoc things, or have I stuck to the plan? And trying to make that better month on month or week on week or however I decide. So I think that's something that I can do right now.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
So actually making up a plan, deciding what are the ad hoc things that you want to, take up. So is there anything else, Garima, at this stage that you think would support you?
No, I don't think. I think this is good.
All right, all right. So Garima, in that case, to summarize, you would like to start with making a plan, list out your priorities so that it helps you plan your schedule better, right? And what we can definitely do is continue our quarterly check-ins so that we can also keep a check on your progress and see how things are going. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay, great. So, is there anything else that I can help you with at this stage, or are you okay with closing the conversation?
So maybe we can close the conversation. You've this been very helpful. Thank you so
Okay.
much.
You're absolutely welcome, Garima. So, then let's catch up in the next quarter and looking forward to hear a lot more about your progress.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank
Thank
you
you
so
so
much.
much, Garima. You have a good day ahead.
You too.